Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen, read by Julie Christie. The contempt which Mrs. Dashwood had very early in their acquaintance felt for her daughter-in-law, Fanny, was very much increased by the further knowledge of her character which half a year's residence in her family afforded. The two ladies might have found it impossible to live together so long had not a particular circumstance occurred, a growing attachment between Eleanor and the brother of Mrs. Dashwood. Some mothers might have encouraged the intimacy from motives of interest, for Edward Ferrars was the eldest son of a man who had died very rich. But it was enough for Mrs. Dashwood that he appeared to be amiable, that he loved her daughter, and that Eleanor returned the partiality. Edward Ferrars was not handsome. He was too diffident to do justice to himself. But when his natural shyness was overcome, his behavior gave every indication of an open, affectionate heart. All his wishes centered in domestic comfort and the quiet of private life. Fortunately, he had a younger brother who was more promising. Edward had been staying several weeks in the house before he engaged much of Mrs. Dashwood's attention. She was first called to observe and approve him further by a reflection which Eleanor made on the difference between him and his sister. It was a contrast which recommended him most forcibly to her mother. Mrs. Dashwood now took pains to get acquainted with him. His manners were attaching and soon banished his reserve. She speedily comprehended all his merits. "In a few months, my dear Marianne," said she, "Eleanor will in all probability be settled for life. We shall miss her, but she will be happy." "Oh, Mama, how shall we do without her?" "My love, it will scarcely be a separation. We shall live within a few miles of each other, and shall meet every day of our lives. You will gain a brother, a real affair.